If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a million-dollar cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to logansCleaningCo.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy.
Treat your marriage like a business.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Okay. So when I pitched this idea to my wife, she was not on board with it. And the reason that I even brought this idea up is that I had a business. She was in her W-2 job. And one of the things that really was valuable in my business was that we had consistent communication cycles. We had consistent expectations, and we had consistent and shared goals. And so I was like, wow, like those things seem like they could actually transfer over to a marriage. And so when I first pitched it, I got a lot of pushback, a lot of resistance, like love can't be, you know, in a meeting, like what, like that gets rid of all the fun and the spontaneity and, you know, all the butterfly feelings that go along with this idea of love. And it took a while, but once I shared the vision, which I'm gonna share with you today, of why the marriage meeting is so important, like that single meeting has completely transformed my marriage, my relationship, and it's actually the foundation of why our relationship has such strong roots, is because we have consistent communication cycles and we have shared visions and we have shared goals. And so that's a lot of what this marriage meeting is for. It's an opportunity for you to have a meeting every single week that allows you to get on the same page and talk about your goals and talk about things that maybe got swept under the rug during the week. And this is your opportunity to say, hey, remember that thing that happened on Friday of last week? Well, it bugged me, and here's why it bugged me, right? And so it keeps these level one, level two problems from escalating into level five, level six, level seven, eventually level 10 problems. Next thing you know it, you realize that you're all alone because of a stupid fight that never got resolved. So I'll give you a little strategy on exactly like what this marriage meeting can look like. But before I do, I think it's important to understand that like what it starts with is not going to be what it looks like in a month, a year, 5 years, a decade. And so the strategy is going to change as your goals and as you and your spouse's relationship as it evolves and changes as well. But the most important thing is just the consistency of it. We have never missed this marriage meeting since we started it, and we started it before we even married. So if you're not married, it's okay, you can still do this. And now me and my wife have been together for almost 10 years. And I can tell you right now that this has been so valuable, and it has sparked additional meetings, like not less. Now we meet more often because we have seen the value in this. And so we realize that if we just did one marriage meeting, like what if we actually did multiple of these throughout the week? And now we have five separate meetings that we have throughout the week. They're short, they're not long. The frequency is more important than the quantity of them. But if you want to have a better relationship with somebody, ask yourself this question: do you think you should communicate less with them, or you should communicate more with them? And we took that logical reasoning and said, let's communicate more, right? So what this marriage meeting started out with us was on the schedule, and it was an hour long, and it was an opportunity to go through a list of questions. So I'm actually going to share the list of questions with you to give you a framework that you can start with. But I'm telling you, like, these questions now, we do not ask these questions, we do not go over these questions right now, because it's evolved. Our relationship has evolved past this point, okay? And yours, if you do this consistently, will as well. So the question we started with, again, like, this is to give you a frame to start with, because ultimately I think it's so valuable to just like have like the zero to one piece done, and now you can take it from one to two, two to three. three to four, right? And so on and so forth. So here was the structure and the framework for this meeting. So the first thing that we did is we actually reviewed our priorities for the week ahead. Okay, so we're like, what is your priority this week? Was it family? Was it business? Was it kids? So this is always a question. It's like, how do you manage running a business and doing a family? And so you manage it the same way, is you have priorities, right? And so we want things to be like this, where if we have 100%, let's say we have 100 marbles, and all these marbles are analogous to the amount of attention we have. And so we have 100 marbles, and we have three main categories. We have our business, we have our family, and we have our health, okay? Those are the three big categories, and we have 100 marbles. It's great to think about this, that I want to put 100 marbles on health, I want to put 100 marbles on business, I want to put 100 marbles on family, right? That's the way we believe things should be. But the reality is we have this little thing called math, and we only have 100 marbles. We have to allocate those marbles to these specific categories. So you must actually prioritize. So maybe this week you actually need to prioritize your business. So what you're going to do is you're going to put 50 marbles, for an example, on business. And you're going to put 25 marbles on your family and 25 marbles on your health. That'd be like an example. Okay. And each week you need to have this visualization in your head. It's like, what is the most pressing thing right now? What's the most important thing in this moment, right? I'm not saying that business is more important than family or health, but in this moment, is working on your business going to give you the opportunity for you to get those marbles back and put it on your family or put it on your health, right? And you can move, like you can take that 50 and you can move it around and you can put it towards health some weeks. Maybe you put it on your family. Right? And it's going to change and evolve. I think that's the most important thing, is understanding that like it evolves and changes. And it's your job to have the discernment to know where to allocate your marbles. Okay? So that's the first question we do, is like review your schedule priorities ahead. And then the next thing we asked was, what is on the calendar that we should both be aware of? Right? So it's like, hey, like I have this event coming up on Tuesday. Just want to let you know that I'm going to not be home for dinner. I'm not going to be here. I need you to watch the kids. Right? Outline clear events that are on the calendar, and if there's not something on there, put it on there. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot, this is not on there. And that way you guys are on the same page. You understand, you have a general framework what the schedule looks like, because things are going to change. There's going to be new things that are added. There's going to be things that need to be taken away. But when you have the foundation of, at least we have a general idea of like what it looks like right now, it's easier to handle the change in the flux of the schedule. Okay? Cool. Next thing that we used to ask each other is, where do you support at? So now we have the calendar. Now we see the priorities. Like, where do you support at? And ask your spouse, like, where do you need help at? And then if you're the spouse, you tell them, and vice versa. If your spouse tells you what they need help with, listen and find a way to help them. Like, when we come from a place of service and come from a place of giving, life is very, very fulfilling. And the most important person we do that with, which is the person who sleeps next to us, right? And so when the person asks what they need help with, listen, right? And also, sometimes they won't even say, like sometimes they don't even know what they need, because they're so in the thick of the things that a lot of times you can actually, if you just pay attention, you can see what they need. By paying attention, you can help them, okay? Or hearing what they say to other people, or hearing what they're saying to you without actually saying it. Okay. So, super important question to ask. So that's like the first half. That's like I would say very, very strategic, works for almost everybody. Okay. Now, next half is where we get a little bit uncomfortable. We get a little bit of accountability, right? And with accountability, it comes these feelings inside of us of, are we disappointed? Are we, is our self-worth being attacked, right? Are we less than? And so this next half of our marriage meeting we do is called a marriage review, right? And so we started out by doing this where we rated ourselves. So this is how we put data to a marriage, is we rank ourselves based on these five questions. Okay. The first question that we ask ourselves is, how am I doing on a scale from 1 to 10 overall as a spouse? How am I doing? Right. And we would rate ourselves. I'm doing an 8 for an example. Second question, did we have enough quality sex this week? Right. So that would be a simple yes or no. Right. Or you could rank it right out of on a scale of 1 to 10. Like, my goal was to have sex 3 times this week. We only had sex twice this week, so we came up short. So I would say we did about a 6 out of 10, right? The next question we ask is, like, do we spend enough quality time together, right? On a scale of 1 to 10, do we spend enough quality time together? I'm going to say 8, right? Why 8? Well, because of this reason, okay? Do you feel loved and supported, right? On a scale of 1 to 10, do you feel loved and supported? 9, right? Why is it a 9? What would make it a 10? And then the last question is, what is one thing that I can do this week to raise my score, right? And so you ask that question. And so we started out by doing this on ourselves, and we would rank ourselves. And then the second piece of this, we would actually rank the other person. So we rank ourselves, and then we rank the other person. And this is where it took a lot of courage, and it took a lot of faith, and it also took a lot of trust in each other to hear that feedback. Because, like, there's only one answer that is going to give you the the satisfaction of knowing that you were perfect, which is a 10. And the only times we gave each other 10s? Oh, zero times, right? There's always room for improvement, right? And so it's always was, okay, a 9, what could be a 10? It was an 8, what could be a 10? It was a 5, what could be a 10, right? How do we make it to a 10? And so those conversations, while uncomfortable, while it took a lot of courage on both sides to be able to say it and then be able to receive it, the one thing that made it worth it is understanding that we're on the same team. Like, our intentions are that we want to strengthen our relationship. We're not trying to nitpick. We're not trying to point fingers. We're not trying to beat the person down. We're trying to make our relationship stronger. We're trying to make each other stronger, because when we are stronger independently, we are even stronger together. And so this is the framework of how we started doing our marriage meeting. And so if this is something that you have thought about, or if you have heard of, or maybe this is the first time you're hearing of it, it will change your life. And full transparency, it's hard. It's hard. But I'm telling you, it's worth it. And so you can either do the hard now and you can have an amazing relationship forever, or you can skip having the hard conversations and you end up with a really hard relationship in the end, and maybe not even a relationship, right? So if you got value from this, please let me know, and I can make a second video on this. I can kind of share with you guys what our marriage looks like, our marriage meeting looks like today, and share with you how it's evolved throughout the years. So hope you get value from this, and if you do, let me know. All right.